بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن جابر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إذا قضى أحدكم صلاته في مسجده فليجعل لبيته نصيبا من صلاته، فإن الله جاعل في بيته من صلاته خيرا. رواه مسلم. Continuing the chapter on it being mustahab, desirable to read one's optional salah, the nafil salah at home, not the obligatory salah. The fard person reads it in the masjid, the optional salah, some nafil we should read at home. As Jabir radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, any of you who performs his salah in his masjid should perform then some of his salah in his home. So the fard he will read in the masjid, and then some nafil he will read at home, as Allah Ta'ala will place blessings in his home because of his salah. And previously we did the hadith wherein Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do not make your homes like the qubur, like the qabristan. In the qabristan there is no ibadat now. The inhabitants of the grave, the deceased, they do not make any ibadah. So no amal is being performed there. Don't make your homes like that. Make some salat at home, dhikr, tilawat, etc. It will bring nur and barakah in your home. So here Rasulullah is saying that if a person wants to draw divine blessings, goodness, rewards, barakat, nur, we always complain, we want some barakah, there's no barakah in the home. So bring some nafil salah in our home. We can read the tahajjud salah. Even after the fard salah, like for example a person read his isha fard in the masjid, and he went home and he read his sunnah, his witr, etc. perfectly in order. However, as I mentioned last week, because we become so lazy and lax, sometimes in our condition we might forget to read our salah, and that's not good. Therefore, ulama say, read your salah complete in the masjid, and over and above this, you can read some nafil at home, 2 rakat, some hajat namaz or toba namaz, whatever it is, read some nafil at home, because this will bring barakah in the home as well. وعن عمر ابن عطاء رحمة الله عليه وعن عمر ابن عطاء رحمة الله عليه أن نافع بن جبير أرسله إلى السائب ابن أخت نمر يسأله عن شيء رآه منه معاوية في الصلاة. عمر بن عطاء رحمة الله narrates that نافع بن جبير sent him to السائب, the son of Namir's sister, to ask him something that معاوية رضي الله عنه had seen him doing during regarding his salah. فقال نعم, he said yes. صليت معه الجمعة في المقصورة, that I performed جمعة صلاة with معاوية in the مقصورة. مقصورة could refer to the enclosure, a chamber. It could refer to the mihrab area. So I read namaz there. فلما سلم الإمام, when the imam made salam after namaz completed, فقمت في مقامي, I stood in the exact place where I read my first salat. فصليت, and then I read my nafil. فلما دخل أرسل إلي, when معاوية entered, he called for me. فقال لا تعد لما فعلت, he said, do not do what you just did. إذا صليت الجمعة فلا تصلها بصلاة حتى تتكلم أو تخرج, when you read your جمعة صلاة, when you perform your جمعة صلاة, do not perform another salah immediately after, until you had spoken or moved away. And we mentioned this last week, the purpose of speaking does not mean talk about worldly affairs and make a din in the masjid, but perhaps you make salam to the person next to you, or you tell him something, or you engage in dua. In this way, there is a difference between, now we are demarcating the far salat and from the nafil. We're not joining the both. So it doesn't look like one long salah, you read the fard and nafil together. Therefore, we find that people will move one row back, or move towards the left or the right. So you're not reading on the same spot. The purpose is that you do not make it seem as though it is one salah. The fard salat should be distinguished from the nafil. So after the fard salat, do not perform the sunnah salah in the same place. Move away, or just speak something to somebody. So there's a differentiation between the fard and the sunnah. Or you leave, you emerge from the masjid and you read your nafil sunnah at home. فَإِنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ أَمَرَنَا بِذَلِكَ, because the Rasul had commanded us to do so. أَنْ لَا نُوصِلَ صَلَاةً بِصَلَاةٍ حَتَّى نَتَكَلَّمَ أَوْ نَخْرُجْ, رواه مسلم. Because the Rasul commanded us to do so, that we do not join a obligatory salah with a nafil salah. In other words, you don't join the nafil salah with the obligatory salah immediately. After salam, you don't say it immediately. So in our case, we engage in dua, we have dua. So that already breaks the nafil salah from being together with the far salah. So in our case, we're making dua, or person moves away, then it's perfectly in order. Here the purpose was that immediately after the far salah, person said in the same spot without even making any other movements or talking or anything, and he reads his nafil salah. This is something that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had mentioned that we should not do, so that we demarcate, differentiate between the fard from the nafil. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq hidayah to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika.